Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you are live here, hallelujah, with me, and I am in the studio today. I want to give shout out to my daughter Angel for taking over things for me yesterday and making sure that the show went on some kind of way. I don't know really what she did. I haven't talked to her as of yet. Praise the Lamb of God, but I know it was exciting because that angel is an angel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, I am so excited to be in the studio and be here with you today after a night of prophetic flow and movement at the Truth Church there with our hour of power of the Lord. It's just blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. As we dealt with discernment last night as a spiritual gift and as it relates to the prophetic, oh my God, what a wonderful time we had. And then the people received impartation, hallelujah, and revelation. God came forth with a prophetic word prophesied to every adult, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and young adult in the house, praise the Lamb of God, individually. What a wonderful God. Then the Lord spoke a prophetic, hallelujah, decree over all of us last night that I am very, very excited about. I'm just thanking God for the way the Holy Spirit is moving in this season. I am just excited, praise the Lamb of God, that God is using us the way that he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior, praise the Lamb of God, that we have, that he would allow his Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, to deal with us right where we are, right what we need, praise the Lamb of God, and then, hallelujah, give us that spiritual impartation and anointing that will bless others, praise the Lamb of God, beyond who we are. You're on the air, praise the Lamb of God, with Prophet Michael Shakespeare. Hallelujah. Those of you just calling in and chiming in, if you're listening to my voice and you would like to join us on our live studio today, please dial in at area code 646-564-9818. That's 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live listening audience with us today. Praise the Lord. Boy, we have had some exciting and challenging topics here on the show. In the last, praise the Lamb of God, week or so, we were talking about, praise the Lamb of God, the youth, hallelujah, and the young man, and this, that, and another boy. We got into marriages and all of that, and praise God. Oh, my God. Then we talked about Trayvon, and we talked about the senseless death that's among us, and entered into a prayer visual for that right here on the show, and then again on Friday night. Last night, Friday night, praise the Lamb of God, in our conference call, our prayer call, what an awesome move of God that was, and we're doing it again this Friday. So I want to mention that to you all this Friday, praise the Lamb of God. We will be back on the air talking again, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, trying to salvage with a remedy, with a recipe, praise the Lamb of God, with resolve on what to do about the death of all of these young men and women that's dying, praise the Lamb of God, that's being incarcerated. We are losing a generation. We're going to be talking about that. Hallelujah. Again, this fatherless generation, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to be talking about that on Friday, and then Friday night, praise God. Again, we're going to give ourselves to prayer, so that we can, praise the Lamb of God, bombard heaven the way we're supposed to, interceding for, hallelujah, the things that we need God to really move in. And I know, people of God, that he's hearing our prayers. God is hearing our prayer. Hallelujah. We had an excellent, excellent youth move on Sunday there at the Truth Church. Oh, my goodness, that Dewan Murphy, praise the Lamb of God. I still haven't talked to his daddy. That Dewan Murphy. Yeah, boy, I know he preached Sunday, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, until the young people ran to the altar, at the altar call, pray. Oh, my God, I'm telling you the truth, what a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. Awesome God, awesome time, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We anointed all the young people at the altar, laid hands on them, prayed for them, prophesied over them. Oh, yes, what a mighty move of God on Sunday. And we're going to continue this type of activity at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. We must show interest to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must show interest to them. And so youth emphasis is of vital importance to all of us in all of our ministries at this hour, at this season. Don't be deceived. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, how I love PMS. How I love, praise the Lamb of God, TCA. PMS, praise the Lamb of God. I miss you guys on the page. Oh, my goodness. I prophesied. So let me tell you all something. I ain't ashamed to tell it because I'm wore out for the Lord. And I know you all hear it in my voice. But, man, I didn't wake up until 11 o'clock today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm telling you, I slept the sleep of the sleeper that slept when he slept. Hallelujah. Yes, I did. And I thank and praise God for rest, that he gives us rest upon our bed. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord has been just good to me, and I thank and praise God for it. I thank God that I got a good report so far, praise the Lamb of God, from my doctors on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God, day before I went to the doctors. Praise the Lamb of God, pulmonaries and all of that, getting tests and what have you, letting them run tests on me. Oh, yes, people of God, the prophet is doing well. I feel fine, praise the Lamb of God. All is well. They didn't give me no medicines, done anything of this nature. Praise, still waiting on some test results to come back. But all seems to be well at this point, and we praise God for his love, his mercy, his grace, and for his healing anointing, praise the Lamb of God, that he has placed upon our lives. I love him, I love him, I love him. And I just want to live to do more for him. I want to live to do more for Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Worshiping the Lord today here at Truth Christian Assembly. Today is our praise and worship day, and we just give special emphasis on worshiping. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I praise God for you, PSM. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How I love these people. Hallelujah. That come on this page. I love these people. I love them. They're just awesome people of God, members of our page. So many of them are now my sons and daughters. Hallelujah in the Lord, and I love them, I love them, I love them, I love them. Praise God, they are just beautiful people. And you know what? When people are beautiful and you have people around you that are so sensitive to the Spirit of God, hallelujah, and the things of God, and you make a team, hallelujah, such as our intercessors and our administrators, that we have this oneness that's going. Let me tell you something, people, God, you have to guard that and love it all at the same time. And that's what I'm doing. I'm guarding it. I'm watching over it because I love it. Praise the Lamb of God. I love what God has done, what God is doing for us. My God, he is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. If you're listening to the show via the internet and you would like to get on today, praise the Lamb of God, area code 646-564-9818, error code 646-564-9818, and you can become a part of our live show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The weather, boy, what y'all think about this weather? We've been having extremely hot weather. The weather has just been going hot, 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 hot. Now it dropped last night. I think I got caught in that too. Yes, I did. Praise God. Hallelujah, because I was warm, real warm during the day, and the temperature dropped, and I went to the church, and I preached and everything, and I didn't take a change of shirt, praise the Lord, and this, that, another, even have a hat, and I think I got kind of caught in the crosswinds there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, but the Lord is good, I'm fine, just a little voice mess up here, just a little congestion, but we're still here, and we're still able to do that God has called us to do. Praise God. Woo, people of God. Boy, I don't know where to start. I don't even know what to deal with as it relates to the revelations God has been giving us. Hallelujah. I do want to talk just a few minutes to you as we're listening. Praise the Lamb of God, because it's praise and worship day to these worship. Praise the Lamb of God. A little worship here. I just want to talk to you about what I dealt with last night, and then, boy, my meditation this morning blew my mind. I know it's a word for somebody. I just want you all to just stay with me today. Hallelujah. I miss you all. Yes, yes, yes. Do you know I have that capacity to miss people? I miss the show. I miss you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I just thank God, hallelujah, that we are here today and we are here together. And Lord have mercy, it's just an awesome thing to be around people that you care about and love and be able to minister to them all at the same time. Boy, the gathering is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, people, I hope you all are getting ready for what God is about to do there in the city of Chicago. Hallelujah. My God. I hope you all are getting ready for what God is about to do in the city of Chicago as we come November 6th, 7th, and 8th to Chicago, Illinois. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be there real soon, meeting again at the hotel and doing some things there. Praise the Lamb of God with some pastors that's partnering with us and that we want to partner with us for the gathering. I want you to just get ready to come, people of God. Hallelujah. We do whatever we want to do. That's always my saying. Whatever we want to do, whatever we have to do, we do. Praise God. If you make this a priority, you will be in the building. Praise the Lamb of God, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. You can come. You can be there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, around the 9th, 10th verse that it deals with, praise the Lamb of God, discernment being, praise God, one of the giftings to the body of Jesus Christ. Now, people of God, the way these giftings are listed and the way it is given, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, it allows us to know that the Holy Spirit gives these gifts to us, praise the Lamb of God, and especially to those of us who are willing, praise God, to utilize them for God's glory. That's number one, praise the Lamb. And then those of us who are willing, hallelujah, to take the gifts, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and utilize them in the proper way of their usage for God's glory, and it says for us to profit, praise the Lamb. Many people do not want to, praise the Lamb of God, utilize the gifts properly. And so, therefore, praise God, the gifts are not given to them. But even when the gifts are not given to us, hallelujah, as we are, let me say, put it this way, engaged in our church ministries and in prayer and what have you, if the impartation is not downloaded to you, you can still receive the giftings, praise the Lamb of God, because of your knowledge of the gift, because of the need for the gift in the ministry where you serve, praise the Lamb of God, or in the body of Christ, hallelujah, and your desire for it, for God's glory, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You can receive the gifts through prayer that way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you ask God for his spirit, praise the Lamb of God, will he not freely give it to you? And he was speaking of gifts, praise the Lamb of God. Will he not freely and willingly give it to you? And for this cause Christ died and rose again from the grave, hallelujah, that he might give gifts unto men. We must recognize, praise God, hallelujah, that these gifts of discernment, praise the Lamb of God, healing, miracles, prophecy, etc., are available to the body of Christ, praise the Lamb of God. To those of us who are in Jesus Christ, these gifts are available, praise the Lamb of God, if we would make ourselves available to them, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Now, let me say this, this supernatural imposed gifting, praise God, can only be given to us by God. This gift of discernment, praise God, is given to us by God, hallelujah, for the upbuilding of the body. And I know I've talked about this before, praise the Lamb of God, but not the way I'm about to share it with you now, praise God, because God gave me some revelation concerning layers, praise the Lamb of God, of discernment. The layers of discernment, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But there are those of us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who have this gifting, and I share all the time, praise God, that once you receive the Spirit of God, hallelujah, and you have been sanctified, your life has been sanctified, set aside for him, and you fellowship with God, praise the Lamb of God, on a daily basis, and this, that, and another, praise God, hallelujah, your spirit gets to the place, and you all have heard me say this before, that because you are used to clean water, Praise the Lamb of God. You know dirty water, bitter water, stale water when you see and taste it. Hallelujah. So it is with your spirit. Praise God. If your spirit is pure, when something is impure, there's an impure spirit present. Praise the Lamb of God. You can sense and feel that. You may not be able to identify it. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. But you will be able to say something wrong there. Praise the Lamb of God. Something is not right there. Angel and I had this experience after service last night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm just finished teaching on discernment. And we go to a little restaurant to pick up a little something so that we have something to eat. Praise God, right after service, you know, which is common to those of us in ministry. And praise the Lamb of God. So it's something about when you pour out like that, you need a little something in your body. So we're going, and we went in, and we're standing there in the restaurant line. And, man, let me tell you something. Every kind of spirit came through that door. Praise the Lord. When we got back in the car, I asked Angel, I said, well, Angel, was your discernment on? She said, Lord Jesus. She said, Dad, it was so many unclean spirits. It was so many spirits of anger, so many spirits of lust in that restaurant that I felt and discerned until I almost walked out the door. I just wanted to walk out the door. I said, I felt them too, praise the Lamb of God, and discerned them too. Praise the Lord. People of God, it's as real as you and I, praise the Lamb of God. The giftings of God that can reveal to you the setting that you're in so that you can adjust yourself, prepare yourself, praise the Lamb of God, to deal with the environment, praise the Lamb. And it's not for you to become fearful or anything of that nature, hallelujah, but it is for you to become fortified. It is for you, praise the Lamb of God, to not allow those spirits to attach to you, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, this is getting juicy already, and I really wasn't planning on going here. Hallelujah, that you do not allow those spirits to attach to you and get on you in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that you start feeling lust, that you start feeling the uncleanliness that they exemplify in whatever area, anger, frustration. This one guy came in, he was so mean, and he started talking to us. He was so mean to the lady that was taking the orders. I mean, he is so frustrated at prices. And I said, Angel, what kind of spirit was that? She said, Dad, that was a spirit of frustration and anger that this man had. She said, he's bitter about it. And I said, that is the spirit that he has. It's the spirit of bitterness that causes him to walk in frustration. It causes him to live in anger. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, and just when I said it was only when he walked in the door. She said, I looked at him and I saw it when he walked in. He was like that when he walked in the door. Praise the Lamb of God. I take a swallow there, people of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My little tea here. But we as believers must come to a place of understanding and knowing. Praise God, that these spirits are being revealed to us, praise the Lamb of God, for us to intercede, for us to pray, praise the Lamb of God, so that we will know how to deal, hallelujah, with ourselves in their presence, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. And it's not for you to just go on the temperature channel of just start casting spirits out right there in the restaurant, praise God, hallelujah. You don't find that in the case of Jesus. Praise God that he was in many, many, many places. But if one would cry out, praise the Lamb of God, then it's crying out for deliverance. The person is crying out for deliverance, praise the Lamb of God. But it is many times a good witnessing ground for us. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I want to share this with you, is those of us who can identify spirits, praise them, such as Angel did, praise God, that spirit of bitterness, praise the Lamb of God, the spirit of lust, this, that, another. When you can identify those spirits, you have the gift, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Praise God. You have the gift, but the way you nurture and the way you pray, praise God, concerning your gifting, hallelujah, heightens your gift, praise the Lamb of God, to the extent that you will start, praise the Lamb of God, being able to identify demons, praise the Lamb of God. You will be able to identify, I don't care how it's dressed up, how it's looked, how it's covered up, the spirit of Jezebel, praise the Lamb of God. You will be able to start identifying, praise the Lamb of God, these spirits, hallelujah, as the spirit of the Lord that's in you, praise the Lamb of God, give you the revelation. The spirit of the Lord that's in you, working mightily in you. And this is a wonder that all of us have the same spirit, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, but we can be in different operations of the spirit in the giftings. That is awesome all by itself to think about, that you have the same spirit that I have, praise the Lamb of God, but can't operate the way I operate, praise the Lamb of God. Neither can I operate the way you operate, praise the Lord. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, if you have this identification level, praise the Lamb of God, of discernment, then, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, you have the gift, praise God. But how you work your gift, praise the Lamb of God, how you spend time with the Holy Spirit nurturing your gift, how you spend time educating yourself concerning your gifting, praise the Lamb of God, in the Word of God, will share much with you, praise the Lamb of God. We looked at chapter 2, praise the Lamb of God, of Corinthians, hallelujah. Let me see, praise the Lamb, I believe it was, praise the Lamb of God, I think it's 1 Corinthians, brothers and sisters, chapter 2, or it's 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, one of the two, praise the Lamb, around verse 10, down through there, through verse 15, 14, 15, down, and there we were. And those of you, if you have your Bibles, you want to look, praise God, and it talks about, praise the Lamb of God, I have not seen, ear has not heard, praise the Lamb of God, what thing God has in store for us that love him. And then the next verse said, but, watch this now, the conjunction come. He has revealed it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He has revealed it unto us, praise the Lamb of God, the gifts that he has given to us freely, praise God, hallelujah. Now, that's discernment right there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, praise God. I was sharing with my people, hallelujah, and this has to do with that, and at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, a little on the outside of it, but I was sharing with my people, it's a shame, praise the Lamb of God, before the living God, that many people have been in the church for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, praise God, and is not operating in a spiritual gift. That's pitiful, praise God, that they have been in church that long and have gifts, praise the Lamb of God, and don't know how to utilize their gifts. That's just as pitiful. Praise the Lamb of God. Is somebody giving you a gift? Praise the Lamb of God. What can I think of? Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever. Praise the Lamb of God. Xbox. Somebody give you a gift or whatever, and you can't operate it. I don't know how to work this thing. I don't know how to work this thing. An operational manual is sitting next to it. Praise the Lamb of God. That is a shame. Praise the Lamb that you won't take time to sit down and study the manual, so that you can operate that gift, praise the Lamb of God, and it gives you a number, a 1-800 number, or an internet connection, praise the Lamb of God, to help you with online help, praise the Lamb of God, a person you can talk to help you understand and get through, praise the Lamb of God, whatever knowledge gaps or blocks there is, so that you can operate, praise the Lamb of God, the gift that you have received. It's the same way with spiritual gifting, praise the Lamb of God. If I'm not going to read the text, hallelujah, and pray and get understanding and then relate it back to God and back to the Holy Spirit, who is my own line, praise the Lamb of God, help us to give me revelation on it, praise the Lamb. I'm going to tell you what the average problem is for the believer And some of you might get off the line when I say this. We lazy and we trifling when it comes down to the things of God. Praise the Lamb of God. We're lazy and we're trifling. Hallelujah. We know how to work our telephones. We know how to work all kinds of things. Praise the Lamb of God. We learn the ins and outs and intricacies of it and how to get the full maximum potential of it. Praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, we do not know how to work the spiritual giftings that God has given us. Neither, praise the Lamb of God, do we have a desire for the spiritual gifts that's available. And I shared with my congregation last night, those that were there, I told them one of the problems is because we always chasing after carnal things and not spiritual things. You're chasing after the carnal things all the time. We're looking for, praise the Lamb of God, that satisfies my eye, that satisfies my flesh, that satisfies my senses, but that not that satisfies my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Neither that satisfies the Spirit of God. And this is where we must come, praise the Lamb of God, to grips with ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to grips with ourselves and say, wait a minute. We must bring ourselves under subjection and humility to receive what God has for us. And then we must take what God gives us, praise the Lamb of God, and utilize it, praise the Lamb of God, for his glory. But at the same time, hallelujah, I should not be satisfied with, and I'm very serious about this, with my prophetic giftings, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God. Do you know I am one that, praise the Lamb of God, when I get to a certain point of understanding, I ask God for some more. I say, yeah, Lord, praise the Lamb of God. I know you speak to me, praise the Lamb of God, but you speak to me in this way. You don't speak to me like this, though, praise the Lamb of God. You don't show me things this way. And so what I do is, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I'm asking God for is a greater, praise the Lamb of God, revelation, and a greater, praise the Lamb of God, greater insight of the gifts that I know that he has given me so that I can utilize it for his glory. We must come to a place, people of God, of understanding that God is able to do that for us. God is able to do that to us, and it's his desire, praise the Lamb of God, to bring us to that place of utilizing our gifts in maximum potential. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, this is good. I love it. Praise God. The next thing is the layers go deeper. You can have the identification of spirits. Praise the Lamb of God. That's level two. Praise the Lamb of God. You can have the identification of spirits, be able to identify them. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then you want to go even deeper in your discernment, praise God, because you want to be able to identify the spirit of the house, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us can be one-on-one and identify the spirit, but when you walk in a ministry or in a church, can you identify the house? Can you, praise the Lamb of God, walk in the church and tell, praise the Lamb of God, the type of spirit that's over, praise the Lamb of God, that house? I'm going to see, can I get Pastor Gracie to come join us, praise the Lamb of God, one day to talk about this, because she is really wonderful in the area of spiritual mapping, which is mapping out a territory, praise the Lamb of God, and finding out, praise God, what spirit rule or has ruled, praise the Lamb of God, over a particular territory. Even when we went to Louisville, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we identified the spirit that was over Louisville, praise the Lamb of God, before we came there for our conference, and we began to fast and intercede, praise the Lamb of God, and do warfare against that spirit, praise the Lamb of God, as we entered into Louisville so that we could have a smooth and easy access, praise the Lamb of God, and be able to operate in the giftings God had gave us, praise the Lamb of God, without a lot of opposition. When we got there the first day, praise the Lamb of God, the spirit of confusion met us. But when we bind that spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and went in warfare against us, we had no more trouble, praise the Lamb of God, praise the Lamb of God, across that week. We must come to a place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that there is, praise the Lamb of God, a depth in God, hallelujah, that we can only get to through prayer, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to say it like this, in the reverse of Jesus saying demons coming forth, the depth of your spirit will only come forth through fasting and prayer, praise the Lamb of God. Some of us need to fast and pray concerning our spiritual gifting, praise the Lamb of God, and studying and in the Word at the same time, and you will find out, praise the Lamb of God, that a greater revelation will be given to you, praise the Lamb of God, a greater insight will be given to you concerning, praise the Lamb of God, the Word of God, hallelujah, and the will of God. We're going to stop right here, praise God. Oh, my goodness, I got some more to tell you, hallelujah. I need an intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. We have not even prayed yet. I got into that and couldn't get out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Will someone push one on your dial? One of my intercessors, please. Praise the Lamb of God. I see my daughter is here. Shatwan, bless you. I see. I hope you're feeling better, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha, can you pray for us today? Hallelujah. I see Bertha is here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Who else is here today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at that. My children are here. I didn't even look down the list here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here we go. Hallelujah. Bertha, how are you?
I am blessed, Father. How are you?
I missed you last night, Bertha.
I missed being there, but my rider was sick, so we couldn't make it last night.
All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb. I think she was sick and tired of grandchildren and see the point. That's what she was sick of. If you're talking about Mary. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. She told me she had a ball. Praise God on the internet. And we thank and praise God for her. Boy, oh boy, Bertha, these giftings, they are so powerful and so available to us. Now, I just want everybody to just plug into that spiritual giftings, praise God, and be able to ask God, hallelujah, in prayer for them. Oh, my goodness. Maybe God set us up this way today because somebody's listening to my voice or going to listen to my voice, Bertha, that really needs the Lamb of God, spiritual gifts, to operate in them. It will operate in their ministry. Hallelujah, that it operate in the body of Jesus Christ and that it would prosper them because your gift works anywhere and everywhere you are. Praise the Lamb of God. It works wherever you are, people of God. It just doesn't work at church. If that's the kind of gift you have, you got a poor gift. Hallelujah. My gift works any and everywhere, and I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're praying for our sick and shut in today. We're praying for those, hallelujah, who are hurting. If you have a prayer request, you can push one on your phone. Praise the Lamb of God. We will entertain that, hallelujah, and put you on our special prayer list. Of course, our daughter Shatwan, we're praying for her speedy recovery, and that God would heal. Oh, my goodness gracious, her body. Yes, Jesus, hallelujah. We're praying for all of those in convalescence homes, those in prisons. Oh, my goodness, we're still praying, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for justice in America to be put on one scale for all, praise, no matter their color, their creed, hallelujah, no matter, praise the Lamb of God, what happens, how it happens, that justice and righteousness will take place in this country, praise God, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, we love you today. Bertha, come on, lead us to the throne of grace now. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today rejoicing, worshiping, and praising your holy name. Father God, every praise is unto you. Every hallelujah is unto you for the great and marvelous works that you have done and are yet still doing. God, we thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up. Father God, we dare not be mindful to give all glory to you. Because, God, you give us the glory that men can see your glory in the earth vessels. And, oh, God, we gladly give it back to you with our whole hearts, minds, and souls. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, knowing that we can be purified and sanctified to come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy. Father God, we ask that you would incline your ears to our prayers, oh, God. God, not only hear our prayers, but, oh, God, answer our prayers. Send a swift answer and a swift word back unto your people, oh God. Father God, we lift up this nation, oh God, and we ask you to forgive our founding fathers, the forefathers of their sins, oh God. Forgive them, oh God, for every wrong decision that they have made, not through wisdom. Forgive them, God, because they knew not what they were doing. Father God, we ask you to stretch forth your hand of mercy upon this nation. Father God, as your wrath goes forth, pray to your people, oh God, of your righteousness. Prevail for us, oh God. Let us not be touched by the calamities and the violence and the murder that is running rapid throughout these streets. Cover us in your precious blood, oh God, and release the ministering angels around us to protect us from all danger, seen and unseen. Father God, we ask you to go into the White House, down to the city council. Father God, give them wisdom and understanding to make the right decision concerning this nation. Father God, send your word into the White House. Every commission, yes, oh God, send the messengers in, oh God. Let them have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches and to the nation. Father God, we lift up this nation because we know this nation was built on blood and sweat and tears of those that believed and trusted in you. Father God, turn the hearts of the men and the women back to you. Let love, trust, and peace abide in these nations. Father God, we know that you are avenging the blood of the innocent that is crying out to you. And Father God, only you can reverse the curse that was put on Cain. And we ask you now to reverse that spirit of murder, oh God, and reverse it into unity and peace and love, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we lift up the sick and the shedding before you, oh God. Jeremiah said, in Gilead, yes, there is. Jesus is the bomb. God, let your inner virtue flow through the hospital rooms, through the hospice patients, in the homes, oh God, the nursing homes. We bind the spirit of infirmities and affliction right now. God, let your healing word go forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up the body of Christ to you, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, oh God, that you have placed the gifts in the body for edification and direction. God, stir the minds of the leaders, oh God, that the gifts will operate in your church. But Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will shake your people, oh God, that they'll receive the gift, that they'll walk in maturity of the gift, and that they will utilize the gift that you have placed, oh God. God, we're living in perilous times, and God, we need that you have set to work in the church to operate now. Oh God, to bring unity and love back into the house, oh God. Tear down the walls of discrimination between the denominations, oh God. Let them realize, oh God, that we all are serving the same God, the same faith, and the same Holy Spirit. God, let us come together so that the world will see your glory, that they will be honored, oh God, and let us show themselves to you.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, to mature in your word. Jesus. Divide every sickness, every virus, every pain of infirmity, O God. Restore them, God.
Yes.
Renew and refresh them, O God. Release from your anointing of fire in them, O God. Let your eyes, revelation, knowledge, the more wisdom, the more knowledge of you, O God, to teach your people so that we are allowed to walk in love, O God, because love is the heart of you. Holy Spirit, dwell in us. Let the glory of God fill us. O God, throughout this day, teach us the wonderful marvels in us and through us. And, O God, we'll be so delightful to give your name all the glory and the honor and praise that you are so worthy of. In the matchless name of Jesus, I receive. We give the glory, O God, and we thank you now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Can he talk to me?
I just
text him to press 1 so he could get on the line.
Okay, and how old is he?
He is 17, I think.
He's 17 years old. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Well, we know, maybe this is him calling in now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Marquise?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Marquise. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Praise God. And you're ready to accept Jesus Christ as Lord of your life?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, of course, last night, did you all pray the prayer of repentance? Sylvia?
Yes, sir.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Good. Hallelujah. Boy, I am so happy for you.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said you, if you can believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that you shall be saved. Praise the Lamb of God. Salvation is a process. Hallelujah. You're saved, you're being saved, and you're going to be saved. Hallelujah. Really saved, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you're being saved. God is going to be dealing with a lot of stuff in you, praise the Lord God, and then you're going to be saved. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you right now in heaven. Ah, God, we give you praise. I feel your spirit here, Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory. For this young man, Marquise, God, we thank you for a confession of salvation today that he desires, hallelujah, to allow you to sit on the throne of his heart, on the throne of his soul and his mind, hallelujah, that you would lead and guide him, that you would be his Lord, his King, hallelujah, his Savior, and most of all, his Father. Father, we give you praise today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Then all things I want now for his good. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Father, we come up against the enemy because we know the devil don't want him to cross over. We know the devil, hallelujah, and all of his imps, all of his demons. Hallelujah, hell is bad, but heaven is rejoicing. I pray now for him, Father, hallelujah, that you would bind, hallelujah, the devil from him and would put around him chariots of fire, hallelujah, divine protection, that the angels would be about him, oh God, hallelujah, that Michael would stand by his ready to defend, oh God, that you put on this young man the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, that he might know that he's saved, Father, that he might walk, hallelujah, with his feet trodden with the preparation of the gospel. Give him a hunger and a thirst for your word now. Hallelujah. That cannot be satisfied, Father. That he continues to hunger. That he continues to thirst, oh God. Then, Father, put a witness down in him. Hallelujah. Give him a test concerning your delivering power. Touch him now, Father. Fill him. That's his Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Give him your spirit that he may walk in your spirit, that he may live in your spirit, that he may move in your spirit, Father. Bless him now. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name that's above all names. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I wish I could baptize him. My goodness. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. This is awesome. Awesome, Sylvia. This is awesome. Oh, my God. Bless you, young man. Bless you. 17 years old, hallelujah, giving his life to Christ, praise the Lamb of God. What a show today. We've never had this happen, or praise the Lamb of God, that we prayed with somebody concerning their confession and their salvation. Hallelujah, this has never happened on our show. This is historical. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I bless God and praise God. for you today. My God in heaven, what an awesome God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. You know, we've been praying for the young men, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you today. We give you praise. Heaven rejoices. Heaven is rejoicing. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise today, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Young man, you be blessed. You be blessed. Sylvia, you keep me posted on, hallelujah, what's going on with them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Get them on the page. My goodness. Get them on the page with us and this, that, another, and keep them connected to us. Hallelujah. Yes. Father, we praise you. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Love you too, Father. Mm. Hallelujah. Oh, God, God, the more is coming. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I thank you. Bless you, young man. Be blessed, man.
I will.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a wonderful God we serve. Hey, let me tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God. I don't know. I don't know when, praise the Lamb of God, but the Lord released a word to us. Praise God. I don't know if you all can remember that he said he's going to start saving our loved ones. Praise the Lamb of God. That he was going to start saving those in our house. Brothers and our sisters and our cousins and our relatives. This is a word I just released. Praise the Lamb of God. Not many days ago. Praise the Lamb of God. I released this word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Sylvia.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me a minute. Just talk to us a minute. How this transpired, I want to know. Hallelujah, people of God. I'm sorry, people. This is what it's about. Salvation is the thing. Did he just walk up to you instead? Or what? What happened?
No, sir. Actually, my brother always texts me every morning, good morning, sis, and good night, sis. And so last night he texted me and said good night. And so I had laid down and was almost asleep, and he texted me and said, sis, I want to give my life to Christ. And I sat up in the bed, and I texted him. And before I could get the text out good, he called me. And I led him to Christ. And I thank God for him. I thank him that he's a youth wanting to have God in his life.
Hallelujah.
I'm just feeling right now. Just thanking God that he has and he will answer my prayer. I've been praying for my family to be saved, those that don't know Christ.
Wow.
Jesus, so for my brother, my baby brother, to come forth today, I want to be saved. I know that every curse that's been on our bloodline, in our bloodline, Prophet, I've been praying to be uprooted, canceled in the name of Jesus, that my brother should walk in fullness and wholeness. He shall be the man that God called him to be.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, that he will be. God, that he will raise his children up to be the man that God would have them to be, that he would be rooted and grounded. No more of this domestic violence. No more walking off, leaving your family. It ends here.
Oh, Jesus.
My seed is blessed from this day forward. My seed is blessed since I turned it over to God. And I thank God for it. All right.
Hallelujah. Boy, this is so awesome, people of God. The Spirit of the Lord is all over me. Hallelujah. This is a fulfillment of that's going to break forth on all of us, people of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for our brothers, our sisters, our sons, our daughters, our cousins. Hallelujah, that's coming to you now, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you've heard our prayers of yesterday and you're honoring them in this season. Father, that deliverance is in our homes, deliverance, hallelujah, is in our mother's house, in our father's house. Thank you, Father, that salvation, hallelujah, is coming. That revival, hallelujah, is breaking forth.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, God. Have your way. Hallelujah. Exalt you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, Sylvia, I am so happy. I am so happy for you and your brother. My God, your father, to Jesus. Another one. A big boy, my eyes are full of water here, y'all. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Because one can put 1,000 to them. Hallelujah. So I say that's 1,000 saved. Because the one was praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, witnessing spirit. Give him a witness spirit. Give him power, God. Hallelujah. God. Yes. Give it to him. Hallelujah. Give it to him. Give it to him, God. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Hallelujah. We ask you. Bless you. Oh, people, I see them coming. Hallelujah. I see them getting up out of the pews. I see them walking up. Preach. Oh, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Father. Today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, you are God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My daughter, Sylvia, I am so happy. Thank you, Jesus. My kids is on my prayer list. Thank you, Jesus, for this young man today. The glory of the Lord is. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, we got another call. Praise the Lamb. 818 area code.
Good morning, Prophet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to the family. And Sylvia, that's truly a blessing for your brother. I pray for Marquise, and I pray that he be an example for other youths and 17-year-olds, that his life will not just to get saved, but just to be an example to bring others in. And I will consistently pray for him. And we're in California. We're going to hold Marquise down in prayer. Just be the example for other black men and youth. And God bless him. God bless you, Sylvia, for being a great sister and a great woman of God.
Sylvia, you got to take your phone off.
Is it my phone?
Yeah, your phone is on speaker, Sylvia.
Okay.
All right.
God bless you, Sylvia. You are truly a sister. You're truly a woman of God. God bless you, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
Prophet, I'd just like to ask, and I have two major things going on, some things you prophesied to me about. They are coming in fruition, and I don't want to speak on them because I remember you said don't speak it, just allow it to manifest, but I would ask you just to touch and agree and just keep me in prayer and that everything just goes according to God's plan.
Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about that one. Praise the Lamb of God. We prayed for you this morning. Hallelujah already. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't forget to pray for you. Praise God. I want people to know that.
And know that praise
for you. Believe you're being prayed for. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I don't pray
that was a blessing. That's so sweet.
Hallelujah. I don't play with prayer. Prayer is something that I do not take for granted, that people pray for me, and me praying for people, praise God. Hallelujah. I know that God hears my prayers. That I know without a shadow of a doubt. Praise God. There's too much God presence, too much anointing, and too much spirit, hallelujah, of his spirit that dwells with me, that's around me, praise him, that manifests when I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank him, praise God for it. I really do, that he has given me access to him. Glory to the Lamb of God. Father, today, I thank you again for your daughter. Hallelujah. I pray now, hallelujah, that Albertine, praise the Lamb of God, all that she has plans to do, hallelujah, shall come forth. You are God today in her life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Children need you now, Father, to be to them what they can't be to themselves. Bring her forth, oh God, hallelujah, as the winner. Bring her forth, hallelujah, victorious. Bring her forth blessed. Bring her forth privileged and highly favored. Hallelujah, in this season, because you're God and God alone. In the very name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right.
No, we are continuing to pray for you and pray for your ministry and for the family. And we got you in Cali. We love you, Prophet. And Sylvia, that was just so inspirational. I thank you again. That was beautiful. And we'll be praying for your brother. God
thank
bless
you
and your
so
family.
Thank you.
God
Lord
bless
y'all.
You, too.
God be the glory.
Amen.
For the things that he is doing, praise God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Oh, my. This is a wonderful and powerful show, and we thank and praise God. Hallelujah for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God that's on the show today, that have come on the show. Sylvia, you didn't let you. What's the song say? You light up my life. You just lit up my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love when young people come to Jesus Christ. Boy, I love when young people get a revelation that this is the missing link. This is what I'm missing. This is what I'm chasing. This is what I'm after. This is what I want and desire. I found it. I found it in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that satisfaction and that peace comes over them because they have Christ in their life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, y'all done messed the show all the way up, up and down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all, you all know we're always here to receive praise reports. I don't know if we can get one greater than a soul, praise the Lamb of God, that has come to Jesus Christ. But whatever your praise report is, you can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. We're receiving the praise reports today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. And brothers and sisters, even as we were talking earlier, Bertha, praise the Lamb, we were teaching last night on the spirit of discernment, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. This is a season that I believe in my heart that the body of Christ needs to be moving in this spirit, praise the Lamb of God, in this powerful gifting so that we can discern where people are in their lives. See, that's another level, Lamb of God, that you can discern the spirit of suicide on a person, hallelujah, and you can come and witness to them concerning the love and the life of Christ that he has to offer them in this season, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. These various levels of discernment, people of God, are powerful for us as witnessing so that we can witness for the glory, praise the Lamb of God, and the majesty of Jesus Christ. There are so many of us, hallelujah, that God has blessed with this gifting, but the gift has not been brewed over, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and things of this nature. And we need to come in to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of of agreement, with the Holy Spirit, that, Lord, I want this gift. Holy Spirit, I need this gifting, and I desire to do your will with this gifting. Praise the Lamb of God. But as I share all the time, and as I shared last night, praise God, hallelujah, having the gift and not having the ear to hear God is two different things.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
discerning the Spirit and not being able to hear God or what to do with it is two different things. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I tell people the greatest gift always is the gift of salvation. And behind that is the gift of being able to hear God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the gift you really want from God, that he opens your inner ear so that you might be able to hear his voice. And listen, praise the Lamb of God. Look at this, people of God. Discern his voice from your voice or any other voice. Hallelujah. You should be able to discern the voice of God, the voice of his Spirit, from any other voice. Praise the Lamb of God. I talked about last night how our cell phones ring. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of us have our cell phones set on different chimes. And when we hear this chime, we know who on the other end.
Amen.
But you don't have that set up with God. You don't know when God is trying to speak to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where is your ringtone for God?
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. In your heart and in your spirit. And you all of you all see, we be on the show, praise the Lamb of God, and it in a moment's time, I will stop and say, wait a minute, the Lord is speaking. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know why? I got that ring chime down pat.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I know when he's ringing, praise the Lamb of God. I know his voice above every other voice. Hallelujah. I know his voice above any and everybody's voice. And then I have made his voice, praise the Lamb of God, the voice of my life.
Jeez.
That no voice is above his. That no directives is above his. Not even my own. Hallelujah. And when you come to the place of, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of being able to discern the voice of God, hallelujah, with your gift of discernment, you become a powerful person then, praise the Lamb of God. Because then God can use your discernment, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, Bertha, in a prophetic way, hallelujah. That some people will think you're a prophet or a prophetess because, hallelujah, you're hearing God's voice concerning the spirit that's on this person.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Amen.
Operating with this person. Praise the Lamb of God. The spirit of bitterness will be on them, and you say, hey, listen, praise the Lamb of God. You're bitter. There's some things that, praise the Lamb of God, because I've offended you and hurt you, praise God. Debbie said, oh, she must be a prophetess. No, I have the gift of discernment, but I have a hearing ear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God is speaking to me, telling me to tell you that all is going to be well. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is telling me to tell you to forgive your brothers and sisters. Let them go, or your cousins or whoever have offended them. And when you when we become like this, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to see a greater level, hallelujah, of people being restored to the kingdom, of people who are hurt, of people who are, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on the border of their life, people who are out, praise the Lamb of God, feeling unloved, hallelujah, unreached, praise God. Our spirit of discernment, praise God, in the spirit of God, should be able to discern these spirits and then should be in a position to move, to minister to these spirits, praise the Lamb of God, so that these people can be set free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
and delivered and restored or placed into the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But you must pray for it. Hallelujah. You must pray for it, people of God, and God will give it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You don't have to be in a pulpit. You ain't got to wear no big cross. You ain't going to walk around in white, and you ain't got to tote no Bible everywhere you go. Praise the Lamb of God. God will give it to you. You don't have to look pious. You don't have to look like you're holy. God will give it to you. It will work in a grocery store. It'll work in your office. It will work, pray, in the church. It will work in your house, right there in your kitchen. It will work for you. Praise the Lamb of God. As you are sensitive to the spirits, praise the Lamb of God, that be for the glory of God and for the sake of salvation and for the sake of building other people up. Praise God. My mother had it. Boy, you know, the more I study, the more I learn, I look back at my mother. My mother had these gifts working in her birth. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. My mother, Mom could so easily detect when something was wrong with me. Hallelujah. I'd be over in the other room and she would call me. I said, Michael, come in here. I get up and come in here. What's wrong with you? I said, why are you asking me that? Because something's wrong. I feel it. Something's wrong with you. And I never thought, how did she really know that? My mother had the gift of spirits. Praise the Lamb of God. And hers transcended walls. See, I'm talking about the deaths, brothers and sisters. Hers transcended walls. Praise the Lamb of God. Your discernment can be so keen until you can think about a person. Praise the Lamb. Y'all better listen. And you focus in on them in the spirit, praise the Lamb of God. They can be in Texas, and you can be in New York and know what's wrong with them.
That's right.
And a lot of us who have this gifting, because we have not perfected, you know what we say, Bertha? We say something wrong. I don't know what it is, but something wrong, because I know I can tell. It's on me. I can feel it. The spirit is giving it to me.
Right.
Wrong. But how come if you that tight, praise the Lamb of God, in this gift and in this revelation, praise the Lamb of God, it should come through to you what the issue really is.
That's right.
But we don't pray enough, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for that barrier to be removed so that when we discern, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord can reveal your brother is in the gall of bitterness. Your sister is depressed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your girlfriend is contemplating suicide. You want to be able to tap in, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can be an agent of change for the better, but you can be the agent that's going to give God glory. And show the lip. If you can call them and say, listen, I know you may not have told nobody this, praise the Lamb of God, but the Lord has revealed this to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. By his spirit. I know what you're thinking. I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to hear me good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That Jesus loves you.
Hallelujah.
And what you do to yourself, don't do it. Because God's got a plan for your life. You will blow their mind right out of, praise the Lamb of God, whatever they were thinking. The spirit that they were in will have to flee. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, people of God, hallelujah. Listen to Mark 16:16. That if you believe in the word of God, the preached gospel, and you have repented and you have been baptized, praise the Lamb of God, in full repentance and full belief, these signs will follow you.
Hallelujah.
You will cast out demons.
Hallelujah.
You will have power over spirits, over scorpions.
Hallelujah.
In the Bible. So Sometimes your voice alone will make a demon take off.
Yes,
he has not lived that long, he gone. You see? He pack it up. Praise the Lamb. Your presence can do it.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, what it was, this guy that was on cable. I don't know if he's still on now. I forget his name. He was tall. He spoke with a Jamaican kind of accent. African-American, African guy, praise God. I guess, you know, I don't know, he could have been Jamaican, Caribbean. And all he used to talk about all the time, he started this thing real big that we are spiritual beings having a human experience or something like that, he used to say all the time. I forget his name. And he had a show on the Word Network at one time. I used to watch him sometime. Praise that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Praise the Lamb, that we were spirit before we were human. Praise God. And he used to deal with this all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. If we really saw ourselves as spiritual beings, then, praise the Lamb of God, we would come to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that we can walk in the spirit, praise the Lamb of God, of Jesus Christ that has been given to us, that will identify all of the spirits, praise the Lamb of God, that's in people. The spirit is wrapped in flesh. Hallelujah. When you have discerning eyes and a discerning spirit, you see beyond flesh. You see beyond flesh, praise the Lamb of God. You see carnality. You see, praise, when somebody's hurt. You see when somebody offended. Do you know what it'll do? It'll keep you at peace. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when you don't know somebody is hurting and they're going off, it will make you go off. But when you discern that that person is hurt and wounded, it will keep you at peace so that you can deal with the situation. Praise the Lamb of God. And the circumstance that's surrounding you. Hallelujah. This is a powerful gifting when used properly.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God. It's a powerful gifting when it's embraced, when we have educated ourselves to it, as I spoke, praise the Lamb of God, and we have given ourselves to the revelatory spirit of Jesus Christ to keep revealing to us the intricacies of our gifting. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
You ever had something, praise God, hallelujah, and then you felt a little button on it and you pushed it and you said, I didn't know it could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even your telephone, those of us got iPhones, you know, praise the Lamb of God, because we don't read the manuals and stuff like that and don't study it. You know, somebody else will walk up to you and say, you know, blah, 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 blah. I think it was Bishop Myatt, praise the Lamb of God. I told him, he said, you got Google on your telephone? I said, yeah. He said, well, Google it. And I'm sitting that time. He said, man, you don't even know what your phone can do. Give it here. And he went into this thing, and he did something. He gave it to me. He said, he pushed the button. He said, now speak to it and tell it what you want. I said, what? He said, you can speak to your phone, and your phone will go to it. The Google will go to it. Praise the Lamb of God. Google voice control. I never knew it was on my phone. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's the same thing in the spirit realm, people of God. There are, praise the Lamb of God, components in your gifting, praise the Lamb of God, that if you don't really get into it, you're never going to really tap into, praise the Lamb of God, the fullness of what your gift. And you know what? I know you just say, oh, the Holy Spirit going to give it to me. That's ignorance speaking right there. Oh, the Holy Spirit, whatever I've got to do, the Lord, blah, 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 blah. That's ignorance there. That's trifling. That's laziness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You don't want to crack open the Bible and study the Word of God?
Hallelujah.
That's lazy right there. But you want the fullness. But you're not going to get the fullness till you get in the fullness of his word. Amen. You're not going to get the fullness till you get in the fullness of prayer in his presence. Praise the Lamb of God. You're not going to receive the fullness. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you're going to immerse yourself in these giftings, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, then you got to immerse yourself in his spirit, and you're not going to do that outside of prayer, outside of fasting, outside of studying, and outside of isolation. Praise the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. These are things that the prophetic people run from. Isolation. We hate to be alone. I'm tired of being by myself. I'm tired of being by myself. Because you ain't tapped in that you're with God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you what happens to you but when you went, been, when you and God been living together a long time, just you and God, been hanging out a long time. You start saying, I don't know if I want to ever get married again.
All right, now.
You don't know if you really don't know if you really want that level of a companion.
That's right.
Because sometimes you know I want to spend the day with God and not with nobody else.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. See, you ain't never been before. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you really, hallelujah, have saturated yourself in God, you have spent time with God, and God is speaking to you, and I mean, and it's greater than your whisper in the morning. It's greater than, praise the Lamb of God, I was riding in the car and the Lord spoke. No, it's a constant and consistent fellowship that's going on, praise the Lamb of God. You have built your relationship with God that almost on a whim, before you can think to ask him, he's speaking because he knows you, that you recognize that he is there. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Things happen to me sometimes, and I said, Lord, how come you didn't talk? Now, Lord, you could have told me that. You could have told me I was going the wrong way. I would have listened to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe sometimes, Bertha, I'm speaking out of my own experience. Now, I believe sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, that God positions himself as a quiet parent to see where do you want me to help you? Where do you want the assistance at? I believe, praise the Lamb of God, like a quiet parent. When you want a fellowship, I'll fellowship with you. When you want to talk, we can talk. Bring it to me, this, that, and another. But if you want, you know, I was in the company, praise the Lamb of God, of a young woman and her mother, praise the Lamb of God, here recently, and they carried on like two girlfriends. They were just each other, you know, until I commended them. I said, I love you all's relationship. This is beautiful. Because you don't see it that often, you know what I mean, Bertha? That a mom and daughter are like best friends. You don't see it that often. You know,
that's
praise
right.
the Lamb of God. But so when you see it, it blows your mind to see that. Wow, you know, praise the Lamb. Y'all really, really get along and love being with each other, going places, shopping and all. We travel together. We do everything together. That is, but they don't live together. That's awesome, praise the Lamb of God. And it's awesome when you build that type of relationship with God.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God. I just wanted to drop that on you, praise the Lamb of God. Put this on your mind because we're moving into this revival of the nation, revival of the world, praise the Lamb of God. We're moving into this place where God is doing something with his people that is going to be so strategic. Praise the Lamb of God, to the future of the kingdom. And those of us that's positioning ourselves, we must say more than, okay, Lord, here I am, use me. We must request, praise the Lamb of God, Lord, if you give me this gift, you know, you can covenant with God about a gift. If you give me this gift, I make a vow to you. praise the Lamb of God, that I won't use it for personal gain. I make a vow to you that I'll use it for your glory. I'll use it to build your church. I'll use it to build your kingdom. I'll use it, Father, to help other people. Praise the Lamb of God. And you will see God blessing you with it, and you'll see God blessing you for it. Praise the Lamb of God. You will see that God will increase you and bless you. Oh, yes, God, I felt that, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you have done this for his glory, praise the Lamb of God, and in his name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Oh, yes, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said to tell the people that I love them. Praise the Lamb of God. God is saying, I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And that desires for you to have every gift. Praise the Lamb of God that he has revealed that is available to you. Praise the Lamb of God. That is his desire for you to have it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is here. Oh, yes, God. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. God said, tell them to ask of me. Praise the Lamb of God. And see, will I not pour it out? Hallelujah. God asked of me, praise the Lamb of God, and see, will I not pour it out, hallelujah, unto you. God said, asked of me, praise the Lamb, oh my God, hallelujah, and see, my God in heaven, will I not pour it out unto you, hallelujah, shall I not use you, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Shall I not bless you? Hallelujah. For being a blessing, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sylvia, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hallelujah. Sylvia, I want you to lead us in prayer right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to lead us in prayer right now. Hallelujah. The Lord said if we would cry out to him and ask, hallelujah, that he would give us, hallelujah, these gifts. People of God, wherever you are, praise the Lamb of God. Get the gift in your heart that you, whether it's deserving, whether it's miracles, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Whether it's prophecy. Oh, God, whatever the gift is, the gift of administration, praise the Lamb of God. It's so many gifts listed there in Corinthians, the 12th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, 1 Corinthians 12. So many gifts listed there, hallelujah, that you could beseech God for right now as Sylvia is leading us in prayer. Come on, Sylvia.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word today, God. You thank you, Lord, for telling us to call out to you, oh God. Oh, Father, I lift up your people to you, oh God, that they hunger and thirst for you, oh Lord. Oh, God, that they speak forth the gift that they would have, oh God, and that you would release it unto them, oh Lord, in a double portion, oh God. Oh, God, not for them, oh God, but for your people, oh God. Oh, God, every gift that's available, oh God, the gift of labor. Laying on hands for healing, God. The gift of deliverance, oh God. Oh God, the gift of finances, Lord. The gift of God of seeing your people come forth, God. Prophecy, oh God. God, hallelujah, God. Every gift, oh God. Let us cry out to you now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, move upon your people, oh, God. Move upon our hearts and minds, oh, God, that it's for your glory, oh, God, and not for us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you now, God, for what you're doing, oh, God. Oh, God, in the midst of PSMI, oh, God. Oh, God, in Truth Church, oh, God.
Bless your name, God.
In Prophet's Home, oh, God.
Oh, God, pour out to him a double portion, oh, God. Oh, God, that as he seek your face, oh, God, that it flows down from him, oh, God, until his people, oh, God, that's under him, God. We thank you for every gift, and oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, release right now, Father, for your glory, God. Oh, God, some, oh, God, be able to walk by somebody, Lord, and healing will take place, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Minds, oh, God, will be restored because someone walked by, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Just because someone called on the name of Jesus, somebody's going to be healed, oh, God. Somebody's going to be restored, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you for all your gifts, God. Oh, God, just give us a hunger and a thirst, God, for righteousness, oh, Lord, to see the land healed, oh, God. Oh, God, to see restoration take place, oh, God, to see revival take place, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you now, God. Oh, God, we thank you now, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Receive your gift. Father, as of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. I command the blessing on your people. Those that's crying out. Even those that shall hear this taping shall stretch their hands, hallelujah, and call on you for the giftings, Father.
Yes, God.
Whatever that gift is, Father, that you would consider them, that you would bring them to the place of repentance, that you would bring them to the place of acceptance for your glory, O God.
For your glory.
The outpouring come. Bless today with spiritual gifting.
Yes, God.
Of healing.
Yes, God.
I commend it to your people.
Yes, hallelujah, God.
The gift of miracles. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, I command,
Jesus,
oh, God.
Jesus.
You told me to command the, and I command it, Father. Let it be bestowed upon your people, miracles, signs, and wonders.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Miraculous exploits.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God, healing over cancer, healing over diseases. Hallelujah. That medical science cannot heal. Hallelujah, Father, discernment. Somebody want to be able to discern the house. Someone to discern your voice. Someone to discern spirits. Someone to discern, Father. Hallelujah. Speak on your behalf. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Uncover the layers, the depths of your glory. Hallelujah. Grant it to your people, oh, God. Grant it to your people, oh, God. Somebody want the gift of tongues. And the gift of interpretation, Father. Oh, God. You alone are God. You alone are Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. You ascended on high. Lay captivity captive. That men might receive gifts. Oh, God, grant it today. Download it in part. In the name of Jesus. Over your people. Our God, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus, somebody want to prophesy, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody want gifts of God that they can edify your people. Hallelujah, that they can shock people into belief. Oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus, for your glory, for your glory. We command the blessing. We command the gift according to your righteous word, Father. You said if we ask, you'll give it. We cry out, you will hear us. Heal us. Hallelujah. Oh, thou son of David, thou son of God. Jesus, we call on you. Hallelujah. For the gift of impartation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I ask for the gift of spiritual transportation. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, that you might take me and use me in other places without me getting in a car, boarding a plane. Hallelujah. That you might be glorified through your servant, Son, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Under the door, I command the blessing. Said if we ask you to give it, I command the blessing to be available to you for your usage for glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're an awesome. Glory to Jesus Christ, Lord of glory. Blessings and honor, glory and majesty, might and power, dominion, and more dominion, greater dominion, on all dominion. Be unto him that lives forever and ever, who was dead, rose again, and is seated in his Father's throne. Hallelujah. We give you glory today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We love you today. Father, we are. Father, the gift of wealth. Hallelujah, the gift. A wealth on your people today. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Dad.
Oh, the Jesus.
Wealth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I love you. I adore you.
Oh, my soul loves you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My soul loves you, Jesus.
Let the wealth and noise be on us. The prosperity be in our way. Oh, God. Let favor be ours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, divine faith. Thank you, divine. Thank you for divine faith.
Hallelujah.
Ah, God, I love you today.
Oh,
God, oh, God, oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, interpret tongues. Guaranteed, Father, granted, I command the blessing. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Praise your holy name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We give you praise.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I love him today. I love God, people of God. Hallelujah. I love him today. What a mighty presence. What an awesome presence of our Lord. It's on. Oh, God. Woo, I can't wait till we come under one roof. I feel like, boy, y'all not going to blow. I feel like I'm high. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Thank you.
Woo.
Here I am, God. Here I am. Hallelujah. My. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Father, even for the gathering. As we prepare for Chicago and these months. Oh, God. Oh, God, let the cloud of the lead and guide us to that place. Let your glory Kill it, oh God. And we won't even be able to stand to be in the room. Under the Bahusha, let your angels come forth. Hallelujah. Give you praise. For everyone that wants to be a way maker today, open that door. Release the finance. Give time off work for it. Everyone who hard desire to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus. Praise God. My God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to appeal to some of you today to sow a seed to the ministry. If God has blessed you and put you in a position to praise the Lamb of God, sow a seed ministry at PSMINTL.org. Hallelujah. PSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. Just press the donate button. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let God lead you. I'm not asking you for any specific amount. Praise God. But let the Lord lead you as he has blessed you to give. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I know this show has been a blessing to many of you many times over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you that can and will. Hallelujah. PSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. You can use your debit card or your credit card. There, and hallelujah, PayPal, whatever. Praise the Lamb of God. This is secure. Your information will not be exposed to anyone. The page is secure. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We will be grateful to God, and we will pray over your seed. Hallelujah, that God will give you increase upon your seed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have to meet with our publisher, talk to them, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, concerning our new book. Hallelujah. A couple of things they want to do to it, a little tweaking that has to be done. Hallelujah. And then our book will come forth, Fall on Your Knees will be out. Hallelujah. Then I need you all to intercede for me as I prepare to write the next one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Next one will have the potential and the possibility, praise the Lamb of God, of changing church as we know it. Praise the Lamb of God. It will have the potential and the possibility to change church as we know it. Hallelujah. To shift the atmosphere within the church, praise God, so we can really do ministry the way God intended us to. Praise God. You can follow a pattern so long, praise the Lamb of God, that is not the true pattern until you will think that this is the way it's supposed to be done. Hallelujah. But sometimes we have to go back to the old landmark. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God. And look and see the foundation, the way it was laid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what we need upon it, praise, that we have built upon to see we have built wrong. It's the Lamb. Hallelujah. And even though this building will not stand, the foundation will not be removed so that we can build back on it properly. And sometimes you have to take the loss, praise the Lamb of God, of knowing it's wrong. Hallelujah. And I followed wrong, but now it's time to do it right. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Boy, the thickness of the Lord here in the studio. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm here by myself. Somebody will be on the floor. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody will be out on the floor. Hallelujah. The Lord is really here today. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And people of God, let me tell you something. This doesn't come without preparation. This doesn't come without, prefabbing and prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just don't turn on the radio. I've been in the Word of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. I've meditated on the Word. I've been with the Lord. I've called on His name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I've shook hands with Him this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I've embraced Him. Yes, God, because I love my Father. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the flame, we let the name of the Lord be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Don't forget, register also. Wait a minute. There's a way. There's a column. Error code 773.
God bless you, Apostle.
Prophet Dale, people. Praise God. Hallelujah. How you doing, man of God?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Well, we praise God for you, man.
Yes,
man, were you on the show, man? Did you know Sylvia's brother came to Christ, man, and gave his life 17 years old?
What?
Yes.
Man, we just prayed the prayer of faith over his life, man, a little while ago, man, and it was joy on the show. My God, hallelujah. Prophet Dale speak today, praise the Lamb of God. And Prophet Dale, you know what? You know, there's a tendency in me that I will not press on people to give. I don't know what that is about me. I just, you know, praise the Lamb of God. But could you talk for a while on the blessing of giving and sowing into even the life of the prophet, not just the ministry, but into the life of the prophet? Could you do that for me?
Yes, sir. You know what, Apostle? I come to find out that, you know, and God had called me a thief. And once I said, God, well, how did I steal from you? What would make me a thief? He said, because you have not paid your tithe and your offering. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, well, if you open up the door, God, and make way, I will do just what you have commanded me to do.
Wow.
And it seemed like ever since, you know, I have been paying my tithe and my offering, and I've been giving and sowing, it just seemed like the Lord has just opened up doors. Oh, my God. He opened up financial doors and spiritual doors that, oh, my God, just blew my mind. And we were just talking about this on yesterday in Bible study, how it's a blessing to give, how it's a blessing to sow a seed into good ground. We will sow into all these other mega ministry, but we won't sow into the ministry that's blessing us.
Mm-hmm.
My God,
it's a blessing in giving. I'm telling you, I've been looking to move. I'm looking forward to moving. And it just seemed like God has speed up the process.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that God is speeding up that process. My God, my God. You know, the Lord's been even speaking to me about moving, praise, both the church and my home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know what? I figure that. I saw that move come around you real quick.
God is
I'm going to tell you this, Apostle, and I'm giving you this for free. I ain't even charge you for this. This is a free one here. I saw the Lord bless you with a 5-bedroom house.
Woo! I believe that, man.
And it's a 5-room house. Oh, my God. It's a room. It's this one particular room that you dedicated to the Lord.
That's right, brother. You know that.
I mean, you had people standing at your door literally to come walk in this room. So when they walked in, they fell out up under the power of the Holy Ghost, all because the Lord that rested in this room.
My God. My God.
Peace.
My God, my God, my God. I tell you this, Apostle, you are speaking under the anointing. Now I'm going to tell you this, man, and I don't want you to run away when I tell you this. God just spoke that to me. Not even 2 days ago, God just spoke that to me concerning my housing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God just spoke that to me.
My God, my God.
God showed me over, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you this, since you mentioned that, praise God. God showed me over, I want to say right at 20 years ago. Right at 20 years, was it or even more? I'm trying to get a pinpoint on around the season. Hallelujah. God showed me a home. Praise the Lamb of God. I got out of the bed. I had on all white, like white silk pajamas. I got out of the bed. I walked to a balcony doors. I opened the doors, and I stepped out on this balcony porch-like, and there were men down around the house at the gates. And I looked out and I saw water. And the Lord spoke to me. I said, in my heart, I said, "What?" They waved at me and said, good morning, prophet, good morning. The guys that was at the gates around the house. And I walked around and said, "Why are those men down there at my gates?" And the Lord told me, "You're going to need them in order to rest, because people are going to seek you out for my word. They're going to be in line at your door, praise the Lamb of God, trying to come find you." That's what the Lord told me. Praise the Lamb of God, just like I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. So what you're speaking, I know is going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to have a place in that house to meet people that is going to be a holy room, that the only reason I'm going to go in there for is to pray, to meditate, and to meet people. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, that hour. Praise the Lamb of God, man of God. I thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And I don't
go ahead, man.
I don't mean to take up no time, but the glory that's upon you right now, the glory that's resting upon you right now, Apostle, you can step out and people will begin to fall up under your power of the Holy Ghost, all because of the anointing that's resting up on your shoulders right now.
Jeez.
And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, "This is the spirit of Azusa." And he told me to tell you, Apostle, that whatever you want, whatever you need in this season, he says, speak it. And declare it. All because he is showing you the divine favor that rests upon your very life right now.
Oh, God.
Glory, God.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord tell you, that this is your time now. This is your season now for great manifestation. Now you get ready to see the things that you have spoken over your life years ago. And the, oh my God. The reason why your attacks were so severe in this season, man of God, all because he was preparing you for greater. Not only that, Apostle, God said he favored you. He said he favored you. And all, oh my God. I dare you, man of God, to step out on the word of God.
Yeah, I love
you. stepped out on the word of God. See, a lot of people think Peter stepped out on the water, but he stepped out on the word.
That's right. That's right.
He stepped out on calm. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you, Apostle, if you would just step out on the word calm. He said he's already made easy and success for your way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give him praise. I give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, man of God, I don't know why you jumped on here today, but praise God. I believe God made you on the show today. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Woo, what a day this has been. What a wonderful, powerful, informative, revelatory, spiritual, anointed show this has been. People of God, we are out of time. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Albertine. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you, Prophet Darrell, for being here with us today. Thank you, listening audience. I love you. I bless all of you. I'm excited about our future. I'm excited about my future. I'm excited about your future. Hallelujah. As God continues to make all of us brand new.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. Worship.